I take you very quickly to Genesis chapter 8, and let me read this portion of God's word. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Also the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed, and the rain from the sky was restrained. And the water receded steadily from the earth, and at the end of 150 days the water decreased. In the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. The water decreased steadily until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. Then it came about at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent out a raven, and it flew here and there until the water was dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove from him to see if the water was abated from the face of the land. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, so she returned to him into the ark, for the water was upon the face surface of all the earth. Then he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark to himself. So he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. The dove came to him toward evening, and behold, in her beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the water was abated from the earth. Then he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, but she did not return to him again. Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. And then God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by their families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." The first line sets the tone for this chapter, and God remembered Noah. And God remembered Noah. Here we have it coming out of also the sixth chapter and verse 8. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Previously, the account in chapter 6, the opening verses, was that the Lord was sorry for what he had made because of the wickedness that had arisen and that was so evident on the face of the earth. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He found grace in the presence of God. Well, the flood came even as Noah had been forewarned and as he had prepared that massive, enormous structure over 100 years' time and all of the provisions that were needed for their float around in a rudderless, steerless vessel. But here, God, the memory of God is so amazing, even as his forgetfulness is also. When God says, "I will bury their sins in the depths of the sea, and I will remember their iniquities no more. There's nothing more wonderful than God's forgetfulness, and there is nothing more wonderful also in the things that God remembers when he remembers the promises that he has made and he remembers his own people. Down in Egypt, the people who were feeling the lash on their back, those Hebrew slaves, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those who were there and those who had over years cried out to the Lord, God heard, God remembered his people. God remembered the covenant that he had made with them, that he had promised to bless them and to make them a blessing. But that was all in successive generations and in years that would follow after Noah. But here in this setting, we have this glimpse of God's memory of how that he remembered his man, and not just Noah himself, but all who traveled along with him. And as I said, what we have here in this opening sentence sets the tone and gives understanding for all that would take place afterwards. God could have left this world a watery mess, but he remembered that he had someone who trusted in him, who attended to his word, and God would by no means turn his back upon Noah and upon his family. So that enormous amount of water, it needed to be taken up. It needed to go back to the sky, and it needed to go back into the depths of the earth. And so God, he causes a wind to pass over the earth, and it subsides. The fountains of the deep were closed. The rain from the sky was restrained. And steadily, little by little, perhaps imperceptibly at times, all of that water decreased, we read in verse 5, steadily until the 10th month, and the mountains begin to appear. And then we have from there also the resting of the ark upon the mountains of Ararat. Noah and the two birds, the stronger and the weaker. Noah sends out a raven first of all, and then a dove. The dove goes out once, goes out a second time, comes back with that branch, and then sent out a third time and does not return. Noah understands. Now remember, he only has that window that looks upward. There was no good way of checking lower down. Noah's sight was specifically set towards the sky and towards the Lord only. Well, it takes place that the surface is dried up, and Noah removes that one covering. There was one door to the ark. Noah removes that one covering in verse 13, and he looks for the first time in well over a year, and he sees that the ground had dried up, but it was not fully dry for them to move out. But God in verse 15, after some more time, says, go out. God being the one to remember, God being the one to cause the wind, which caused the drying, God being the one to restrain the wind, he, the great actor in this whole scene, God now speaks to Noah, and he gives command, even as they were commanded to gather in, now they are commanded to go out from the ark, all of them, and that they multiply on the earth. In verse 18, it was so. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, the beasts, the creeping things, the birds, everything that moves on the earth went out by their families from the ark. And what was the appropriate response for mercy, for grace, for God not forgetting about them? Here, the first picture that we have of Noah is not of him building a place for himself, but the first picture that we have of Noah after all that has taken place is that Noah builds an altar to the Lord, and he takes some of those animals. There weren't many, but he takes some of those animals and he prepares a burnt offering there to be made upon that altar, and he worships. He says, Lord, thank you for your great kindness to me, to my wife, to my sons, to my sons' wives, to my daughters-in-law. Thank you for the mercy, for the grace, the kindness, the love that was so shown to us, unworthy, but Lord, your kindness has been reached out to us. They worshiped and they gave thanks. And the Lord received this offering. This offering. Now you will recall that there were a whole variety of offerings in the Old Testament. Some were offerings that were just waved before the Lord, and then the people would partake of them. Others were partly sort of a part was consumed on the altar, and then there was part that was given for the people to enjoy, and there was rich symbolism in that there was a participation, there was a communion that took place, in that God received some and that the people also received some of the same offering. But here we have a burnt offering. Now, a burnt offering was something that was absolutely and completely placed upon the altar and consumed there. It was all for the Lord. And also the symbolism in that was that, Lord, I bring this offering. I bring this bird or this lamb or whatever the animal might be. And the implication is that, Lord, this offering is placed before you as a substitute for me. I would place myself absolutely on this altar. I would be absolutely consumed by your presence. I would be consumed by your greatness. I would offer myself absolutely and without reserve to you. Well, this is the kind of offering that Noah brings. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma and said to himself, never again will I curse the ground on account of man. And essentially he's saying, I know what he is like. He says, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. Later on, there is the sign of the bow, of the rainbow, and God's covenant. And God says, while earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer, winter, day, night, these things shall not cease. God remembered Noah. And my dear friend, God remembers you. God remembers you, where you are, what you're facing. It might be just like a flood that you think, I just have nowhere to turn. I'm like a ship tossed upon the water. And you remember that ark had no rudder. There was no way of steering it. And perhaps you feel that you're like a ship without a rudder. You're just being tossed here and there. God remembers you too. Lord, so let this chapter, which perhaps we have heard over and over again, either in a kid's Sunday school class or in subsequent years, may this truth sink so deep into every heart. As God remembered Noah, your ability to remember your people has in no way diminished, but you remember us as well. You care for us. Lord, why? We do not know, but we know that your love is upon us also. and how we thank you. Lord, may we take courage. May we be richly blessed by this truth. As God remembered Noah, so you remember us as well. And may we walk in the joy of that. And may we live lives that are like that whole burnt offering Noah offered, completely taken up with you, living our lives completely surrendered to you. So let it be, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.